Now, the Good Samaritan is a very good parable, one of my personal favorites. It's the story of how a Jewish man was left half dead and robbed and was walked past by two religious men, the Levi and the priest, and was later helped by the Good Samaritan. The interesting thing about this parable is that even though the Samaritans and the Jews hated each other, the Good Samaritan still helped them. And I believe this is a great example of the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And I believe the main point of the parable is to teach you to show love and care to everyone, even your enemies. In 1 Timothy 6:10, it reads, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness." And I believe this shows the mentality of the robbers, where they cared more about money than they did another human life. They chose to put their greed and their wants before the life of somebody else and before God. Now, in this country, we have a lot of greed, which comes with the kind of government we have. We all want a lot of money, and the majority of us don't give, we just take, which is saddening, but it's human nature. In this country, we have a small number of people like the Good Samaritan or like the robbers. They will step on people to get what they want, ruin their lives, or they'll give up what they have to help other people. We have a lot of people with the attitude, like the priest or the Levite, which is not my problem, or someone else will help. And this is shown in a lot of stories that I've heard before, like the story of a woman being robbed, and she was crying out for help around an apartment complex, and 20 people heard, and when the police asked why, the people simply said, "I thought someone else would help." And I thought that was interesting, that we live in that kind of country where we don't want to help people even in those kind of situations. And an interesting verse that gave me meaning while making this states, "Make the best use of time because the days are evil." To me, I think the intention is to make the best use of your time so you can help people stray away from evil, even help yourself stray away. And I believe that's one of the best things you can do for a human. Now, it is a moral problem if you neglect opportunities to do good. James 4:17 says, "Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it has sinned." This shows that you must do good when you can. This means helping people in need, doing small deeds even, like holding the door or paying change for a bill, small things like that. In Boy Scouts, we have a slogan, and the slogan is, "Do a good turn daily." And I believe that it's a good thing to live by because it helps you be a better person and a better Christian. Another thing that Jesus taught us is very helpful is to never wait on others to do good. Now, if you do wait or just don't do anything, it's not going to be the lady getting robbed situation, but it's still a sin no matter what. If someone is in need, it is our duty as Christians to help them out. But let's talk about something that's harder, which is to love everyone, even the people that have done us wrong, like stated in Leviticus. "You shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself." And as you see, it says not to take vengeance for any wrongdoings, but show love to those instead. People have biases, and yes, we have to work on those. Like recently in Orlando, where a person shot up the gay nightclub, and you know, we have to look past those biases, and we have to love everybody. No matter what race, height, weight, or religion somebody is, we must love them and treat them as our neighbor. Even evil people who have done really messed up stuff, even the people that have killed your family member, you have to show them love. Jesus told us in Luke 6:35, "But love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great. And you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind and unthankful, kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father is merciful." God is merciful, so it's our duty to be merciful to others and to forgive. He forgave us of our sins. We can at least do is forgive other people of their wrongdoings. Now, in the parable, the Samaritan wasn't very wealthy and had very little supplies that were not the best, and he still helped anyways. We have to be like the Samaritan in the sense that we may not have much, but other people have it worse, and it's our job to show love towards them, and that's a recurring theme of the Bible. Galatians 6:10 says, "Therefore, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all, especially those in the house of faith." Even the people who are already Christians need love and care. Everyone means everyone. And we live in a time where we don't even know who our neighbors are. We think of a neighbor as somebody who lives across from us, side of us. And that's just simply not the case. Everybody's our neighbor. We have to show love to them no matter what. The guy walking his dog in Ohio or somebody driving behind me. We all have to love them. And in Mark 12:31, Jesus even tells us to love your neighbor as yourself. So in conclusion, we must learn how to do good to others and to learn to help and love everyone, even the people we don't know or the people who have done some messed up stuff. Learn to be there for people, even if you have very little. That doesn't mean go out and be a doctor like Luke or donating 100% of your wealth to charity, but simply means show love and don't hate anyone. Show love and forgiveness to people and do little things that make people stay, like sparing change to someone short on a bill or even just holding the door. Things like these put Christ on our image, and that's our goal as Christians, to walk like Christ. And yes, of course, it's hard sometimes, and some days are good and some days are not. But we'll stumble, but as stated in Luke, God is merciful and forgiving. And as Christians, we must follow suit. And always try to remember Luke 6:31, just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise.